Lord Donnelly, Distinguished Service Professor of English and Art History at the University of Chicago, and has been the editor of the journal Critical Inquiry since 1978. His books include Blake's Composite Art, Iconology, Picture Theory, The Last Dinosaur Book, and What Do Pictures Want? In the course of his distinguished career, he has pioneered the effort to think of visual culture, specifically the picture, as a form of life or living thing. Professor Mitchell has edited 6 collections, essays, all published by the University of Chicago Press. His recent publications include 2 books, Cloning Terror, The War of Images, September 11 to Abu Ghraib, and the co-authored Critical Terms in Media Studies. His newest book, Seeing Through Race, is forthcoming from Harvard University Press. Please welcome.
Thank you very much, Leela. And I want to thank you all for coming out. And especially I want to thank Adishakti and all the wonderful artists who live and work here, particularly Veenapani Chawla and Vinay Kumar, who has supervised the technology for this presentation tonight. This is an unusual project for a scholar. Usually we think of a scholar as somebody who studies the materials of culture and history objectively. But this, as you will have noticed from the dedication, is a very personal work dedicated to a dear friend of mine, Miriam Hansen, who died 2 years ago, a great film scholar who inspired much of the material that is I'm going to show you here. And my son, Gabriel, who really was the inspiration for the whole project of looking at madness and asking a whole series of critical questions about it. Gabriel asked these questions not out of an academic interest, but because he himself was struggling with madness for 20 years. And 1990, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. As you may know, there are basically 2 kinds of mental illness, according to psychiatrists. One is an emotional mood disorder involving mania, hyperactive emotions on the one hand, and depression on the other, so called a mood disorder. The other is called a thought disorder, generally regarded as much more serious and difficult to treat. A thought disorder involves most prominently auditory hallucinations, nightmares, and a hyperactive imagination, so that one hears voices, sees visions, and often builds a world around oneself that, that to many people will seem out of touch with reality. Gabriel's illness then led me to want to try to understand what he was going through, and he in turn was an artist and a filmmaker whose goal was, as he said, to turn schizophrenia into something other than an illness. He said he wanted to make it into a learning experience, and not just for him, but for other people. So as a filmmaker, he was also a writer, a script writer, a cartoonist, a painter, but it was clear his main genius lay the making of films. So he was making a film, and at about this time, he completed a film
made for the first seminar that my colleagues and I gave on the subject of insanity, media, and visual culture. The general title for it is Seeing Madness. Gabriel's film is called Crazy Talk. It's about 9 minutes long.
And I don't want to try to explain the film for you ahead of time. I'll just say a couple of things about it. First, I've already said the idea was to show madness from inside and outside, to make a documentary biopic. His procedure in this was not to try to create a whole film by himself, but to engage in one of the oldest arts we know, and that's the art of stealing. You might think of this as a rap video, a bit like the original breakthrough rap albums of Public Enemy, which involves stealing music from everywhere. Gabriel stole film and then built something out of what he had taken. So I'm going to show you the film. I'll make a few comments about it, but then I want to tell you about what we did in this seminar. He made the film for the seminar. He was a student in it, and some of his fellow students made other films that I will mention. And of course, they also wrote essays on various aspects of mental illness. Mental illness particularly seen not as a medical or clinical phenomenon, but as a cultural phenomenon, and to some extent, a political one. If there's a really broad agenda in this, in the seminar and in Gabriel's work, I think as you'll see, it's to release madness from its cloistering in the sphere of illness and mental illness, and to see it as something much larger, something that's not merely an individual problem, but can very easily become a collective problem. I hope it won't take too much to convince you of that, that when we look around and read the newspapers every day, we know that we live in a mad world. And Gabriel was certainly well aware of that. The film I'm going to show you, unfortunately, was the last film he was able to make. And about 9 months ago, he finally, after a 20-year struggle at age 38,